the greatest superhero and that kind of stuff, but I geared this and called it Super Kids Sunday because a lot of it is geared towards kids. And one of the reasons for that is because Jesus loves kids. Did you guys know that? Very, very much. And in fact, there was a time, and it's written here in the 10th chapter of Mark, when the children, it says they brought young children unto him. Young children, that he should touch them. These people were bringing their kids to Jesus and saying, will you just touch Jesus? Will you just touch him? And I mean, will you just touch my son and bless him? And some of the disciples, some of the guys who were walking around with Jesus, didn't quite understand what he was doing. So they kind of questioned it a little bit, and they said, no, don't bring the kids over here. And Jesus says, wait a minute. He said, please allow the children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter therein. And then it says, and he took them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. You know, I picture this as these guys are, you know, kind of keeping the kids away from Jesus, and Jesus comes up and he says, no, let the kids come to me. And I picture Jesus kind of getting down like this and saying, no, let them come to me. And he's asking the kids to come to him, and he gives them a big bear hug. No, I'm just kind of using an example, but that's kind of what, when Jesus talks like that and he says things like that and I picture him doing things like that, it makes me think, you know what? Kids are pretty special. And when he says that he wants us to kind of be like kids in a lot of ways, to think like that, you know, one of the reasons is because you guys can kind of sit up here and wiggle around and be yourself and eat cookies and hang out and take your boots off and, you know, you're not worried about some of that stuff that adults are sitting back here all prim and proper and trying to be, you know, keep their composure. You guys don't worry about that stuff. And I think that there's a lesson in that with Jesus kind of helping us to relax a little bit, just have fun in life. The preacher, the guy that wrote the book of Ecclesiastes said he came to the conclusion life should be lived. You know, we should just have fun. Don't stress out about so much stuff. And sometimes I think he's using you guys as an example. So that's where my motivation comes from for things like Super Kids Sunday. We've done a couple of them now, and I just enjoy being able to get on your guys' level a little bit and talk to you about some things that are in the Bible, and we get to see some pretty cool things. Anybody know what it says up there, what we're going to talk about today?
Superheroes.
Yep, the greatest superhero.
Like.
Amen. We're going to talk about that. Let me pray real quick just so we can get... I always like to call upon God here, and let's get his little input on some of this. So, Father, we love you this morning. We praise you. I thank you for this word. Father, I thank you you're going to help us, Father, to set you up, to look at you like the greatest superhero ever, Father, and that you'll use your word this morning to get into our hearts and to help us be encouraged to do just that, Lord, and to love you more than we ever have, Lord. I pray your blessing upon these children again, Lord. You'll help them to receive your word this morning. In Jesus' name, all the kids said... Amen. Amen. Does anybody know what a hero is? Okay, so a hero is somebody that helps other people. What else? He might fly. Okay, that's getting into the super kind of hero. But what else with a hero? What kind of people are heroes in people's lives? Fire guys, police guys, we got heroes in here, right?
Who?
Well, Mr. Sanders back there is chief of police.
And don't forget about
tow truck guys could be heroes.
Oh, don't forget gas guys.
Gas guys, okay. Different kinds of heroes out there, people didn't know that. You know what I think? I think anybody could be a hero. Really? Gas station attendant, the guy working, you know, in a convenience store, he could be somebody's hero. Who?
Even babies?
Well, oh, hopefully babies might be a hero, but what else? How else would you describe a hero? What kind of things make a hero?
Spraying out fires and breaking glass and spraying out fires.
Putting out fires and that kind of stuff, okay. Let me bump it up a notch here. How about superheroes? Does anybody know of any superheroes?
Batman.
Okay. What about another one? You guys know some.
Robin.
Superman.
Robin.
The Wolverine. Who else? Spider-Man.
Black Spider-Man.
Yeah, Black Spider-Man.
Black Spider-Man? Bible Man, there's a superhero. What other ones? When I was a kid, there used to be this guy that used to freeze things. You guys remember that? I don't remember what his name was, but.
That's Dr. Freeze.
Dr. Freeze, okay. Any other ones?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern? I don't even know what that one does.
Question.
What is it? Incredible Hulk, Wonder Woman? Yeah, Wonder Woman. Okay, well, that's all right. Incredible Hulk, yeah, Emily just got that one. So let me ask you this. What kinds of superpowers do these guys have?
Laser eyes.
Be able to fly?
Shooting webs.
Shooting webs?
Nice claws, like Wolverine has.
Okay, big claws. What else?
Hook has punch.
Big strong punch. Might be super strong.
And Bible Man has a lifesaver.
Bible Man has a lifesaver.
It's kind of like
Amen. That's the word of God, yep. What else? Any other powers they might have?
Oh yeah, a Green Lantern.
A Green Lantern? We don't really know. I don't know what that does. But
lasers at the bad guy.
Shoots lasers. Okay, so they got some powers, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they're superheroes. We kind of, you know, we think about those guys and I remember when I was a kid, Superman, you know, the thing used to be is able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, you know, and bend steel with his hands, you know, he was real strong and that stuff, and he used to be able to look with X-ray vision or something.
And don't forget about Hulk and Thor and Captain America.
Hulk and Thor, Captain America. So those are all pretty good superheroes, right? Okay, well today I want to talk about a different superhero, another one. Okay, it's one of my favorite superheroes. We talked about Bible Man, and I like him too. So my favorite superhero, we just celebrated his birthday not too long ago. You guys remember what we called that? What do we call him to celebrate his birthday? Christmas. Okay, so we did that. So we did the Who's Your Hero. Now we're on to Jesus. So not too long ago, we celebrated his birthday. Did you know that Jesus has some powers?
Superpowers.
He has superpowers, okay? And I want to talk to you about his superpowers. He can do a lot more than that. Let me start with the first one. Did you know, for starters, one of the things that Jesus has, he has the ability to know what people are thinking.
Read your mind.
He has the ability to know what people are thinking. So he would sit here and he would know that, oh, Bob's thinking about football. Or he would think, uh-oh, Kristen's thinking about a new dress. Or, you know, he would know what people are thinking. He had that ability to be able to do that. I think that's something that kind of set him apart. It's one of those things that at one time there was these really pompous, kind of prideful people, and they were whispering about him behind his back and talking, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they're saying stuff between themselves. And Jesus turns around and looks at him and he says, why do you think these thoughts in your heart? And their eyes get really big and they're like, this man knew what we were thinking. He knew what we were talking about or whispering and he wasn't able to hear it. So he knew that stuff right away. Another time,
what were they saying?
They were thinking that Jesus was not, they were trying to figure out a way to kill him. That's what they were doing. There was another time when these same kind of mean people, they came to Jesus and they were asking him a question and they were trying to trick him. And they said, you know, if he answers this way, then we're going to stone him. And he answers this way, then we're going to kill him. So either way, it was going to be bad for Jesus. They were trying to trick him. And he said the same thing. Do you know what he did? He said, why do you have these thoughts in your heart? He asked him again that it was, you know, he knew right away what was going on inside of him. So I think of that. Wouldn't it be cool sometimes to be able to tell what somebody was thinking? Not all the time. What about your teacher? You know, what if you knew what your next assignment was going to be? What if you knew, you know, some things that there was no way that you could know it unless you could tell what that person was thinking? I think some of that would be kind of cool, and there's actually something in the Bible that talks about us being able to know some of these things. What about another one? What about Jesus, his power, to know everything about a person's life without them ever telling him? You guys remember the woman at the well?
Yes.
Okay. She come to the well to get a drink of water. Okay, Jesus sits down, starts talking to her, having a conversation, and pretty soon he's telling her all these things about her life. Her eyes get big, And she starts thinking, this guy knows my entire life. Okay? He knows. Isaac, what's your favorite color?
Green.
He knew that before you said that. Okay? Oh, and what's your favorite food? Do you have favorite food? Tacos? He knew that, right? Jesus knows these kind of, he knows all about a person's life before they ever say anything about it, okay? He knows, like, if you get your feelings hurt, he knew about that. He knows about that.
And he doesn't okay? like it.
And what happened with this woman at the well, Jesus began to tell her all these things, and her eyes got big, and she ran to town to find her friends and says, come and meet this man that knew everything about my life before I ever said anything. And she believed on him. Yeah, like she had several husbands. Because God knew these things about her life. Jesus knew these things. And so she went and she believed that this was the Christ. She said, come meet the man that told me all the things about my life. Is not this the Christ, the very Savior? She said, isn't this the one that we've been waiting for? She knew that because he knew all these things about her. She believed that he was the Son of God. And another one that I think is pretty cool. Jesus can make himself invisible. Okay? Now this one I thought was pretty cool. You see what this looks like? Remember those mean people that he was talking to? He was telling them a story about some stuff and they didn't like what he was saying. So they all picked up rocks and they were going to stone him for it. And you know what he did? He made himself invisible and he kind of walked right through the crowd. The Bible says he walked right among them, walked right through them, and not one of them was able to throw a stone at him. Okay, so I think one of two things. Either he made himself invisible and walked right through him, or he used that freeze power thing and he kind of made everybody freeze with a rock in their hand and he just walks right through them. Okay, that's a superpower. Okay, that's Jesus. He did some pretty miraculous things to be able to walk through these guys and nobody could even throw a rock at him. Okay, another one that he did, Jesus had the ability to make himself super light so that he could walk on water. Do you guys remember the story? He walked on water, walked out to the boat, right? And I remember even Peter got out of the boat and he walked on water a little bit. Okay. Have you guys ever walked on like a snowdrift?
Yeah.
Anybody ever walked on? We have snow once in a while. You ever walk on a snowdrift and you're kind of walking along the top and pretty soon you kind of sink in? Okay. How about like ice? Like on a pond or a lake or a mud puddle or something like that? Have you ever walked on it and it kind of starts cracking? Okay, because you're going to break through the ice. One time when I was a few years ago, but I was pheasant hunting with my brother. And we were in South Dakota, and we were walking along the edge of this lake. Okay, and the water was only probably about this deep, and it had a little bit of ice on it. It was November, so it was frozen, but it wasn't very thick. And so we're walking along on this ice through the reeds and stuff, and it was cracking as we were walking along. Well, my brother, he said he started thinking really light thoughts. He was trying to make himself light so that he wouldn't break through because he knew that if he broke through that ice, he was only going to go in up to here. But he knew he was going to get his feet wet, right? His feet were going to get cold if he did. So he's walking along trying not to break the ice and pretty soon, chunk, he breaks through and he gets his feet wet. Well, my point is that Jesus made himself so light that he not only could walk on ice like that, he could walk on a snowdrift or he could walk on water.
That's pretty
good. That's pretty cool. How many superheroes can walk on water? I don't know. There might be a few out there that could try it, but I bet you Jesus has the market on that one. Okay, so he's able to walk on water. Okay. Wouldn't it be cool sometime if, let's say, you guys ever been out on a boat? Anybody?
I guess so.
Yeah, so we got people been out on boats. Wouldn't it be cool if your family was out there fishing in the middle of a lake and you could actually walk on the water out to see them in the boat?
And you
just walk on top of the water. You could do all kinds of things. Is that the pastor's kid? Yeah, I think it is. Another one that he had, Jesus was able to kind of vanish and then reappear somewhere else. In fact, one time, he was able to walk right through a wall. You guys remember there was a time when a bunch of the guys were all gathered together in a room, and let me see if I get my story. He ended up appearing inside of that room, even though the door was locked on the room that they were in. Do you guys remember, like, Thomas? Okay? You remember Doubting Thomas? You ever heard that? Thomas was a guy that after Jesus had died and he rose from the dead and some of the guys had seen him and they were telling Thomas, and Thomas says, unless I see him face to face, unless I see the holes in his hands, unless I see the side or able to touch the side where he got poked with a spear, he said, unless I can do that, I'm not going to believe. And so these guys are all in a room, kind of gathered together, eating, praying kind of stuff, and all of a sudden, Jesus appears in the room with them. He walked right through a wall. Okay, not too many superheroes can do this stuff. I have another slide, Jeff, on walking through a wall. And he gets in there, and he shows them the holes in his hands, and he actually says, go ahead and touch me and show them that he was real. So he was very physically real. You could touch him, and that he was able to walk through a wall. Okay, that's different than some of the other kind of goofy stuff that we see on TV and stuff. He was a real man and actually was able to appear inside of the room where he was. Okay, you know what Thomas said when he saw him appear in a room? And he says, Thomas, now do you believe? And he says, absolutely. You are my Lord and God. Okay, that miracle was what did it for Thomas. He appeared in the room and then he's able to actually physically see him again. And now Thomas believes on him. Let me talk about one of my favorite superpowers of Jesus. Okay. I used to, when my boys were young and we'd put them to bed at night, and I'd go in and every night for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I'd tell stories, tell Bible stories. And these are some of my favorite ones to tell because they're very prominent in the Bible. Jesus has the ability to be able to heal. Okay? You guys remember there was a man that one time he had a withered hand. Here, curl. Will, can you do this one with me? Take one hand and kind of curl it up like this. Okay, there was a guy that came into the church just like this, and Jesus walks up to him and says, stretch forth your hand. And he reaches it out, and it was perfectly whole, just like that. Okay, that's what Jesus did with a man in the church. The guy came in there, and his arm was crippled up, and Jesus just walks up and says, just stretch forth your hand, and it's going to be made whole again. There was another time when a blind man came up to Jesus. And he believed, too, that Jesus could heal him. And Jesus actually, it says, made a mud pie out of some mud and put it on the man's eyes. Okay, and when he washed that off, he could see again. Okay, so he healed him right then and there. There was another one in the where a guy had leprosy. You guys know what leprosy is?
Yes.
It's one of those, it's a skin disease kind of thing, and it actually, your skin kind of peels off. It's very, very gross looking. And you kind of smelly, stinky kind of stuff. These lepers were guys that nobody wanted to go near them, because you know what? A leper, if they touched you like this, now he would have leprosy. Okay, it was contagious. It meant that if I had leprosy and I touched his hand, now he could have leprosy right there. And so nobody went near these guys. They were like, people stayed away from the lepers. They told them to stay away and to stay in a particular place. Here's a leper guy that walks up to Jesus and he says, Lord, I know that you can heal, but will you heal somebody like me? And Jesus walks up to him, and here's what the Bible says. It says that he walked up to him and laid hands on him and touched him. And I believe he just hugged him and gave him a big hug. And when he let go, he was perfectly whole. And Jesus didn't have leprosy either. Okay, that's pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I mean, this guy had lived that whole life. He had probably been for many, many years without one person ever touching him. Nobody shook his hand. Nobody gave him hugs. Nobody patted him on the back and said, you know, good job or any of that kind of stuff. Nobody did any of that stuff with this leper guy. And here Jesus says, I don't care. I'll just hug you anyway. And Jesus gave him this big hug. Okay, that's another one of those powerful things that Jesus did. He did that to be able to help this man in more ways than one. I believe he healed him emotionally at the same time as he did that physical stuff.
Okay.
I don't think Wolverine could do it like Jesus could, buddy. What do you know about Wolverine? You've never even seen anything. Okay, so anyway, next is, there was also things about Jesus and his healing stuff. There was other things that he did where he was so powerful. Wolverine can't do this. He was so powerful that all people had to do was believe that he could heal them, and they began to get healed themselves. There was a woman, that you remember the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years? She was spent all her money trying to get help and all this stuff. And she believed that if she could just touch his shirt, all she wanted to do was just touch his shirt or touch his pants or just be close enough to him to get that close to him, she believed she would be healed. And you guys know the story. She found Jesus. She touched the hem of his garment. healed, just like that. Okay? That's power. That means he had power coming out of him without him having to do anything. He didn't have to, you know, physically go and to do this kind of stuff. It was just coming out of him all the time. He was that powerful. He had another guy that came to him and said, you know, my son is at home and he's sick and he's almost dying. And he said, you don't even have to go there, Lord. He just said, just say the word. You know, it was his servant, I guess. He said, just say the word and my servant will be healed. And that's all Jesus had to do. He said, your faith has made him whole. Go home and your servant will be well. And the man went home and his servant was healed, just like that. That's power. That's the cool things about Jesus. That's one of those things that not too many people can say that they can do. Another thing that Jesus had, he had the ability. Now this is one that I like, and maybe adults like this too. Jesus had the ability to give advice when somebody had a problem. And if they followed that advice, some good thing was going to happen. Okay, you remember the guys that were out fishing in a boat, and it says that they fished and fished and fished all night long and they didn't catch anything. Remember how they used to fish? They'd be in a big boat and they used to use a net like this, and they would throw that net out and the net would kind of sink down, and then they would pull the string and they'd pull it back up. They did that over and over and over and didn't catch one fish all night long. Then Jesus comes along and he says, go out into the water, throw your net down and you'll catch fish. Okay, they were stressing about it. They're like, where are we going to get fish? If they didn't catch fish, they didn't have anything to eat. They didn't have any money. They didn't have anything. So they needed these fish. Jesus says, go out into the water, throw your nets down, and you're going to catch fish. And you guys remember what happened?
What?
They caught so many fish that their nets started to break, and they had to call their friends over and say, bring your boats, man, we got fish. And so they had to gather all these fish up. They had so much they couldn't hardly take them all in. That's following the advice of Jesus. Okay, they had a problem. They had a problem, and they didn't have any other way to be able to get it solved. And then Jesus comes along and solves that problem. Another one, you guys remember, there was a time when Peter in the Bible, and he was stressing out over money stuff. Anybody ever stress out over money stuff, parents? Okay, Peter was kind of stressing out over money stuff, and he goes, "We got a tax bill. They're wanting us to pay tax, and I don't have any money, and I don't think you got any money. What are we gonna do?" Peter's all fretting about it. What are we going to do? So he goes to Jesus and says, Lord, we need some money to pay taxes. Jesus gives him advice and says, go fishing. The first fish you catch, you pull it up out of the water and open his mouth, and inside there's going to be some coins. You take that and go pay your tax bill and pay mine too while you're at it. Okay? That's Jesus. He gives good advice. Okay? He can give us that advice. As adults, pay attention to that. Peter went to Jesus with his problem. Peter listened to the advice that Jesus gave and then followed the instructions. Okay? And it turned out well for Peter. He was able to pay his bill just like he was supposed to. You know, that's one of those things that happens for us. One of the greatest things, the superpowers, okay, one of the things about Jesus that makes him cool in my eyes is that he is absolutely invincible. You guys know what invincible means? Nothing can break him. Nothing can break him. Nothing can break him down. Nothing can kill him. Nothing can snuff out his life. Okay? Listen, though. But he didn't. He's alive today. Okay? They tried. And they've done this for centuries. Thousands of years they tried to do away with Jesus. All throughout history you can look and they've tried to do away with the Bible. They tried to do away with Christianity. They tried to do away with Jesus. And all they've done is help the word about Jesus spread even more, because you cannot put him down and expect him to stay down. Okay, you guys know about boxing stuff, right? There's a pretty good video song thing, and I should have played it today, about this boxing match that takes place between God or Jesus and the devil. Okay, and they get in the boxing ring, and the devil gets in there and he starts beating up on Jesus, and he beats him and he knocks him down. And the devil starts standing up, and he's like, yeah, I knocked him down. I'm going to win. And they start doing the countdown. You know how they count in boxing? 1, 2, 3, and they start counting. And when they get to 10, it's supposed to be all over, right? Well, they start counting, and they say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And right then, Jesus starts to get back up. And he stands back up, and he wins the entire battle. Okay? The devil couldn't knock Jesus down and keep him down. And that's what they tried to do. You were trying to say that, Isaac, that what about him? They killed him. They hung him on a cross. They did. but he didn't stay down. Okay, I forgot that. And can you go get that picture out of my office? That's one of the coolest things about Jesus, is that they tried and tried to put him out. They tried to take him out of the picture forever. They tried to say, you know what, we're going to hang this guy on a cross. We're going to make an example of this guy, but he's not going to stay down. Okay, he didn't stay down. That's what happened with him. Okay, Margie's getting a picture, and I want to show you guys this. I didn't have a slide for it, so I thought I'd show you an actual picture. My friend went over to Israel, and what they did with Jesus is they took him and put him, they hung him on a cross, right? You guys remember the story? They hung him on a cross, and then they put him where?
In a tomb.
They put him in a tomb, and guess what? Did he stay in the tomb? This is a picture of the tomb, the cave that they put Jesus in. They actually had rolled a big stone over the front of this. They laid Jesus in there, and then they rolled this stone over it, and they said, he's dead, and he's buried, he's in there forever. And you know what happened? 3 days later, the angels rolled the stone back, and Jesus walks out, just like you and I, alive and well. Okay? Angels are alive, man. That's the next part I was going to tell you. Thanks for bringing that up. But this is an actual picture. Guess what? Jesus isn't in there anymore. My pastor's wife actually went in there and looked in there, and he's not in there. Okay? It's true. Jesus is alive today. We have to know that. Okay? One of the things that I like about Jesus, another thing, is that he doesn't just have one or two superpowers. Okay? Some of the guys can shoot a web, right? Some of them can fly. Some of them are really strong. Jesus has them all, okay? He can do anything that he wants to do. He is super powerful, super strong in all these different ways. He can have all these different things. But not only does he have powers, but he also has a sidekick, okay? Who's Batman's sidekick?
Robin,
okay? You know who Jesus has for sidekicks? A gazillion angels, okay? He has angels that are his sidekicks that everywhere he goes that are right there to do battle with him. There was one time, if you remember in the Bible, the bad man came to get Jesus, and they draw out their swords and they're going to take Jesus. And one of the guys with Jesus, Peter, draws his sword out and he cuts off the servant's ear, you know, cuts off this guy's ear. And Jesus says, no, and he heals the guy's ear. He says, Peter, put your sword away. And he says, don't you know, Peter, that I could just ask my Father and he would immediately give me 12 legions of angels. You know how many angels that is?
12 million?
72,000 angels, just like that. And all he had to do was say, Father God, I need some 72 angels right there. Just like that. So you talk about having people at his disposal, having help right then and there that could help him to do this stuff. Jesus had it all. He had all these powers, and then also he had access to all these angels just like that he could have them and call for them to be able to come and to be right there with him to help. He did all that. Jesus healed the guy's ear, even though he was against him. Jesus reached up and touched the man's ear and made it whole. That's what Jesus does. That's just the way he is. One of the other things that I like about Jesus, okay, how many superheroes do you guys know that share their powers? Not too many of them are going to help you to do some of the things that they can do, because they kind of like it for themselves. The coolest thing about Jesus, they're not going to let you have their powers. And the coolest thing about our superhero, Jesus, he shares his powers. He gives them to us. Did you know that you guys have the ability to know what somebody else is thinking? The Bible calls it a word of knowledge. Did you know that you guys can know? Isaac, did you know that God has given you, Jesus gave these powers to you to be able to know about somebody else's life without them ever saying anything?
I know.
It's called a word of knowledge. He gives you that inspiration. He can tell you things about somebody. And Isaac, when you're looking and thinking in the Spirit, God will speak to you and tell you things about somebody else. God has given you powers and abilities that go above and beyond a lot of all these things that I'm talking about. Jesus can make it so that you and I, if we absolutely needed to, could walk right through a crowd of angry people that were ready to kill us, and we would get away without them ever touching us. I had one time, and I'll tell you a story. I haven't told this one for a long time. I had one time where I had two guys that were going to kill me. They're going to beat me up at least as bad as they could. And I was preaching Jesus to one of the guy's sisters, and they didn't like that. And so they decided they were going to come and beat me up. And I fled out of the house. Okay, there was several people there. And I went out of the house, and the Holy Spirit showed me where to go. And I ducked this way, and I got behind the house. And those guys came out, and they looked, and they walked right past me. And they could not see me. Okay, and I believe that was God making me invisible for that moment so that those guys would not beat me up. And they walked right on by. Okay, and that was only once. I had that happen two or three times, different kinds of scenarios where God is able to make you kind of invisible. I had a lot of bad things happen because of being a Christian. I had people that smashed the windows out of my car. I had people that kicked my motorcycle over. I had people that threatened me with a knife. I had things that people threatened me because I was Jesus. I was Jesus freak. I was preaching Jesus, and they didn't like that. Okay? And so sometimes that stuff happens, but God has always protected me. My pastor's got a similar story of being chased by guys down the street, and they could not catch up to him because the angels were picking up his feet and helping him to run faster. I mean, there's just times when God can give you, and Jesus shares these powers with you. Even like, you remember Peter, he got out of the boat, and what did he do? He walked on water. Okay? He shared that ability. Here's Jesus walking on water. Peter says, Lord, call me to come to you. He gets out of the boat and starts walking on the water too. Jesus shares his powers with us.
Even the water.
Yeah, but he got out and walked on water. That's more than most people will ever do. I look up to Peter, not down on Peter for getting out of that boat, man. Tell you what, another thing that Jesus has done and another thing that he shares is even the power to heal. Okay, some of that stuff he has given unto us that we can then go on to do some of that. He says, I empower you. I give you this. I had a friend, remember we showed a picture a little bit ago about Jesus healing a man's eyes with mud. I had a friend one time that he had gotten hit in a basketball game and his eye was swollen shut and he couldn't see out of it and he was in a lot of pain. And the next day I happened to go up on a mountain up here in the Snowy Range and I was hiking up to the peak with a couple of kids in our youth group. And this guy was up there hiking up to the peak with a couple of his friends. And we met on the trail, and his eye was swollen shut. I'm like, man, what happened? And he started telling me the story, and he says, Gary, I know you're a man of God. Why don't we go down by that little lake over there, and we'll get some mud, and you rub it on my eye, and I believe I'll be healed in Jesus' name. And so we did that. We went down by the water's edge. We got some mud, and I rubbed it on his eye, and I prayed in the name of Jesus Christ, your eye be healed right now. His eye got better. By the time he got down the mountain, his eye was open and he could see and he wasn't in pain anymore. Okay, so that was one time. There was another time, young man's arm was broken and we prayed. I know Margie was there with this one. And we prayed and his arm was healed. Okay, these things happen. Another time, a little girl I know was jumping on a trampoline, jumping up and down on a trampoline, caught her knee right up into the bottom of her chin and bit right through her tongue. Okay. She stuck her tongue out, got blood is just gushing out. She had it all over her shirt and clothes and all that stuff. We laid hands on her because Jesus shares his power. And we said, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for this girl. We pray for your tongue to be healed. She stuck her tongue out to me an hour later and said, Gary, look, Jesus healed my tongue. Sticks her tongue out and there was nothing there. Okay, Jesus shares his powers. That's a cool superhero. You know, we can have these other ones. You're out there, you know. But for me, I want the greatest superhero is going to be able to have those powers and then to be able to share them with us. You know, that's one of the things that we also can know. We have those sidekicks. You guys remember the sidekicks, Isaac? You remember the sidekicks that Jesus had? Who were they?
Angels.
We have those angels with us that if we need them, we can say, Father God, I need some 72,000 angels right there on your behalf helping you to do some things. They're right here in this room. I absolutely guarantee that there's more than 72,000 angels in this room right here right now. Okay, we can't see them with our physical eyes right now, but I guarantee you they're here. The Bible says we are surrounded by an innumerable company of angels. You know what innumerable means? So such a high number you can't even count that high. Okay, innumerable. It's bigger than we can even imagine. And to have that many on this little planet that we got, I guarantee you there's more than 72,000 just in this room. They're right here with us all the time. Okay, one of the things that I like about our superhero is that we have access to him anytime, any day, It's not like we have to wait for him to go into a phone booth and change into his outfit. Okay, Jesus is right here, right now, with us all the time. And all we have to do is ask him, talk to him, share our stuff with him. He already knows what's going on in your life, but he is able to empower you and to give you even more things that you need right here, right now. This is our superhero. He said that we can do even greater things than he did. He said, "Behold, I'm going unto my Father, and even greater things than these which you're seeing me do, you shall do also." And so he was saying that I'm going to share my power with you. I'm going to share what I have, all the things that he was able to do. We look at him, and these are powerful things. And he says, "I'm going to go unto my Father, but I'm going to give you my power through the Holy Spirit." He gave him to us. He shared him with us so that we have him as well. You know, I believe that there is nobody that is bigger, faster, stronger, more powerful. You guys have heard me say that many times, than the Almighty God, and Jesus is our God. Okay, he is who we serve. This is who we have. He is immediately accessed to the Almighty God all the time. This is who we have. I think I had one more slide, Jeff, and it's just basically to believe on faith, because that's how we access him. This is how we talk to him. This is how we have the superhero that is not just fake. Did you guys know Superman's not real? I'm sorry to break your news to you, but, okay. You can watch 100 guys go into a phone booth and change into an outfit and come running out, and not one of them is going to be able to fly in real life. Okay, on the movies, yeah, TV, yeah, comic books, yeah, but in real life they can't do that. Everything that I just shared about Jesus is real life. He did it. He's doing it right here, right now. He continues to do these kind of things. Jetpack would run out of fuel, man. Jesus' fuel never runs out. The pastor's kid is really giving me a hard time here, I'll tell you what. Okay. Jetpacks are probably real. But one of the things, and I put up here, and it says this superhero is real, and that he will be your very best friend if we just believe by faith. Okay? Now you said, we've never seen these angels. We don't see them in the room right here, but I know that they're here. I've never seen Jesus face to face that I remember, but I know that he's with me. I know that he's here. I believe on him by faith. I have hope, and I believe, and I know that he is with us all the time, everywhere that we go. When we came in, Jesus came in with us. When we go, Jesus is going with us. He is always with us, everywhere, at all times. He never leaves us, never forgets us, never forsakes us, never walks away, never turns his back, never not wants to do something in your life, never not wants to give you, bless you, heal you, prosper you, any of that stuff. He always here, all the time. And that's our superhero. We don't have to wait for him to show up. He's already here. He's already right here with us right now all the time. Okay, that's a pretty cool superhero. I'm getting myself pretty excited. I like Jesus. I think he's the best. And I don't think there's anybody that even compares. All those other guys, we can call them superheroes, but there's nobody that compares to Jesus as far as power. Nobody that has got that much strength. Nobody's bigger. Nobody's got more. Not even jetpacks. Pastor's kid's still at it. Nobody. Amen. Do you guys think Jesus is a pretty cool superhero? I think he's a pretty cool superhero. I think he's probably, and I guess I've said this maybe to you guys before, but I want you guys to look at Jesus as being way, way cool. Because he is cooler than anything. I mean, we have things, and, even like Miss Emily, I know that you're getting to that age where maybe friends and stuff, sometimes they say things and do things and whatever, whatever. And you too, David, these guys, these things happen in school and places we go, and, we get our feelers hurt. Jesus is way cooler. He will never do that. He never turns. He never has a negative thing. He never has anything down. And yet, we put our faith in him. We embrace him. We talk to him. We care about him. And other people may even say things to us because of that. I shared those stories. People knocked windows out of my car and chased me because I was telling them about Jesus. Some people don't like it when we get that close, but I never once quit thinking Jesus was cool. I mean, it just made me think even more that this is where I want to be. I used to grow my hair out really long because I thought Jesus might have had long hair. And I grew a big red beard because I thought Jesus probably had a beard. And I kind of wore sandals a lot because I thought Jesus probably wore sandals a lot. And I kind of looked like Jesus, what I think Jesus might have looked like. Okay, because I just idolize him. He is my hero. Period. He is my hero. He is my hero.
The two
I did, man. I did. That was before I met your mama, because she said she wouldn't have married me if I still looked like that. But amen.
Let out the secrets.
Yeah. Yep. Amen. But he's a pretty cool superhero. And I'm not saying you guys don't ever, you know, idolize or put up anything else. I know that, you know, as young people, sometimes we wanna have things that we can hope for, like wouldn't it be cool to be able to fly, or wouldn't it be cool to be able to do some of those kind of things. But to me, when I look at Jesus, when I look at the stuff that he could do, well, I think that is cool. I think that is where I want to be. That's the way that if he gave that stuff to us and he says, you can have it and I'm going to give you these things and you've got all these angels, then that's what I want too. So praise God for that. Let me pray for you guys. Pray for all of us. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these young people. I pray that you'll bless them and keep them, Father. Keep their hearts dear to you, Lord, no matter where they're at in their life, Father. No matter what is going on in their life, no matter what part of their history that they're making right now, Lord, that you're with them and that you're encouraging them, that you're touching their life. Lord, that you're ministering unto them, helping them to grow in faith, helping them to grow in understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ, helping them to have peace with you, Father, giving it a boldness to them, Father, to grow in faith, to say, you know what? Jesus is cool and I'm okay with that. I don't care what other people think. Jesus is where I'm at. Jesus is my life. Jesus is what I want in my life. Help them and encourage them, Lord, to stand strong in faith, to be filled with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the faith and love and kindness, the goodness, the mercy, the things that you express through your Son and Holy Spirit to us, Lord. Let their lives emanate those things to the people around them. Lord, I thank you that these young people are an encouragement to us, Lord, that we can let go and just be free to be a Christian. We can be who you have created us to be and not be hindered or held back by anything else, Lord. But we just love Jesus. We love life. And that's what we need, Lord. We go forward with that. And I pray that you'll encourage us as adults then to be encouraged by what you're doing in their lives, Lord. Help them to grow. Help us as parents and leaders give wisdom and to share that with these young people and to share that with the people around us, Lord, to be an encouragement and a blessing and a light and a witness for Jesus Christ no matter what. Father, we love you. I thank you that you are the greatest superhero, that you are up on a pedestal. I thank you, Jesus, for your miracles and what you've done to help encourage us, to lift you up, to help people to know that you are who you said you are, and you do what you say you will do, Lord, that you are it, that you're the Lord, the Master, the Messiah, the King, the Savior, the Redeemer, our best friend, Lord. We love you and praise you and thank you for these things. In Jesus' precious name, amen. 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 Super Kids Sunday. You guys are super kids. Amen.